This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.
Chatting with Hilton Koehner, CEO, Discovery Bank South Africa. Hilton, appreciate the time today. Discovery Group results out. We're going to talk about the bank. Operating loss was down by 41% at 454 million. Importantly, you got your goal of 1 million clients post the period end, but well ahead of the 2026 target. When do you anticipate the bank being profitable?
At an operating level, the bank actually generates an operating profit in the second half of the year, which was a phenomenal result for us. Obviously, the rate of new business growth is substantial, and there is a cost associated with acquiring clients and instantiating them and onboarding them. So after new business costs, there is still a loss in the bank, but we expect to break even and be profitable on a run rate basis during this financial year. In totality. So the bank is making great progress, and the operating profit in the second half is a significant milestone for the bank.
And well ahead of target. I mean, this suggests that the concept and the product being offered is absolutely meeting demands of your clients.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we see is that the bank is being really, really well received by clients across the board. And that's something that we're really pleased with. We've seen growth in our digital pay-as-you-transact accounts, which are really, really kind of efficient accounts that clients can access. And then all the way through to our Purple private banking products, which offer really rich rewards and access to a private banker and really high-touch service and everything in between. So you know, we're seeing growth across the board. At kind of all segments, and that's really what's driven us towards that 1 million client milestone.
And are clients using it as their primary bank? I mean, are they depositing their monthly salary into it?
Yeah, so we're seeing significant primary account usage. Over half of our clients that are joining the bank are joining on really kind of rich products. So credit cards, sweet accounts, transaction bundle accounts. So those are kind of the products that the clients use for their primary banking. And we see a substantial proportion, about 25% of our clients are using the bank for salaries and primary accounts. So it's a really highly engaged client base that we're seeing. And that's essentially, I think, based on our shared value banking model. You know, it's a model that encourages clients to manage their money well.
Yeah.
And that lends itself to primary banking as well.
That shared value, I mean, are you seeing perhaps better in payments than through the industry, the sort of industry standards?
Yeah, so there's no doubt that consumers have been under immense pressure, in particular over the last year. The results that we showed today reflected the fact that our client base is a really high quality client base. So you know, our impairments and our credit loss ratios are significantly below the rest of the industry. But even notwithstanding that, we can see that consumers across the board, and we see a lot of the kind of the dynamics across the group playing out are under pressure. So the rate cut will come as a really kind of welcome relief to I think all South Africans. And we should see that playing through.
Yeah, I mean, the rate cut, only 0.25%. And the governor makes a good point, a good argument as to why only 0.25%. But it's an important start of a trend and should take, you know, if we roll forward and have this conversation in September next year, the consumer will be in a much better place.
Yeah, we expect so. And what we see is that sentiment is turning quickly. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that's so important for consumers and for South Africa as a whole. And we often see, you know, that the kind of the trend in sentiment leads ahead of the actual underlying financials and economics. So what we've seen a really kind of positive uptick just in general sentiment. I think the low ending of load shedding has played a significant part in that. And now I think the kind of the economic impetus that we really need in South Africa will play through as a result of the rate cuts. And I think, you know, to his credit, the governor has always been incredibly prudent, conservative, and managed the kind of the interest rate cycle with a kind of a really responsible hand. And I think we're seeing it playing through now. And to their credit, the Reserve Bank is really kind of uh, a uh, a global kind of globally recognized regulator in that regard.
Yeah, look, I'll be honest, I would have liked 50 points, but the truth is we like conservative central bankers, and I take your point. He's a global recognized in the space, so we leave him to do his job as he does it best. You're talking around the users. You got a million accounts and the like. I imagine a lot of them are also using other sort of broader discovery products, the Vitality insurance products and investment products as well.
We've seen amazing engagement across the board. So we've got, you know, in the bank, we've got a really sophisticated and extensive travel ecosystem for our clients, where they can book flights and get significant discounts based on how they manage their health and how they manage their finances and how they drive. The bank is really central more and more to the entire group strategy, and it's the front end. You know, we have over 10 million app logins within the bank, and over 80% of digital activity across the whole Discovery South Africa group is in the bank app. So it's really secure, it's seamless, and it gives access to the ecosystems that we built. So what we've seen is that our clients have booked over 2.5 million flights.
Wow.
through the bank platform. That's probably about 7 or 8 airplanes full of Vitality and Discovery Bank clients every single day, and it kind of plays through the entire experience. So we have our lounges at all of the South African domestic airports. We've got international lounge access. We've got fast tracks through the airport. But the real kind of key is that the better you manage your health, the better you manage your money, and the better that you drive through all of our different products and through the Vitality programs, the deeper the discount on flights domestically and internationally. So our clients are really benefiting, and the use of the bank app is prolific as a result. We also have our Discovery Miles, which is our rewards currency. People literally earn rewards for kind of walking, running, eating healthily, banking healthily. And we today now see 1 billion miles, which is 100 million rands worth of miles, monetizing better behaviors every single month being earned and then spent in our partner network. So really the engagement is accelerating. And I think far exceeds the kind of the expectations that we have had.
You introduced home loans earlier in the year. It's been a tough market. We've spoken about a consumer under pressure, prime at 11.75. But how's that been received?
So I think the home loan product talks squarely to one of the primary financial needs of our clients.
Yeah,
and it sort of rounded off the entire range that we offer, from transaction accounts through to credit cards. And home loans are central. For most people, their home is their most significant asset. So you know, it was important to be able to offer the product. We've offered a shared value home loan, which is a unique product. So the better you manage your finances, the lower your interest rate. And we've seen significant interest. We've had a large number of clients apply for home loans. The process of home loans, by its nature, takes a while. So we have over 150 million rands worth of home loans already dispersed, and about another 600 million already in at the conveyances awaiting registration. So it's got very, very quick traction, the home loan product. I think it reflects the fact that clients have been under real pressure.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the kind of the appeal of earning or paying a lower interest rate based on how you manage your money is really strong in the current environment. And what's been interesting for us is we thought that probably most of our clients would be switching home loans initially. Mm-hmm. We've seen significant interest in the new home loan space as well. So I think, you know, there is clearly a market, and I think with the kind of the interest rate cycle turning, hopefully we'll see a significant interest in it.
Last question. If we look at the sort of traditional banking models, cost to income is typically in the low 50%. So if we look at the sort of the newer entrants, I'm thinking Capitec, it's high 30s, low 40s. You're a purely digital bank. Your cost to income, I imagine, would come in starkly lower than the traditional banking space.
Yeah, so obviously we're still scaling.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you know, our cost to income is reducing significantly. I mean, over the last year, it's reduced by 15 percentage points. So the scalability of our model is strong. And in the long term, we see the opportunity to have probably one of the lowest, if not the lowest, cost income ratio in the retail space. I mean, what's interesting is that for our million clients, we have approximately 600 full-time employees managing that entirely. so it kind of reflects the scalability of the bank. And in fact, you know, on a kind of staff per thousand clients ratio, we think that the Discovery Bank is probably the lowest in the market already. So significant efficiencies and a lot more to come.
Yeah, and I always said the old banks are proud of their 150 years of heritage. Fair enough, but it also means they've got a ledger in a basement somewhere they need to keep up to date, and that's a huge drag on expenses. Hilton Kellner, CEO Discovery Bank SA, appreciate the time.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit StanLib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.